What is this shit actually coming to, just life in general, just all this shit, just what is this coming to? I just want to warn you, this show or segment or whatever this is that I'm doing right now, this is it's the bullshit show, because sometimes I feel trying to figure out how to, say this, because a lot of the things I want to say sound arrogant in my head, and unfortunately, this is the show where I'm gonna let some of those somewhat arrogant things out, and kind of put my ego, I want to say to the side, but I guess that really means I would be putting it to the front, and just get some of these things out of my fucking head, because. Just some of the day and age we live in this world of the internet. I think some people have a how do I say this? Some people have a bigger picture of themselves in their head than what the actual reality is in real life, and I would like to say that's the fault of the thirst bucket and thirst buckets and the level of thirst that exists in today's society that is at a all-time high that just needs to stop. Can you niggers please stop being thirsty? Yeah, I might say that word a lot tonight. I'm sorry if you don't listen to this with your kids. But yeah, can you niggers stop being thirsty? We have now lived through the OnlyFans era where, it's basically a porn site where, it was for subscriptions and porn is free. It's on the internet. It's a filthy lot of videos, that exist on the internet that, exist for entertainment. It's only entertainment. It's not real life. And, a lot of relationships don't work because people are expecting porn star sex, and it's not real life. So no, don't get mad at your broad because she's boring, or get mad at your significant other or spouse because they're not cutting it and they're not living up to your expectations. That's you committed, you fucking dummy. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's. Those are the breaks, my guy. You committed, and yeah, now you get what you get, and as I get older, I realize what Patrice O'Neill said in my favorite comedy special, Elephant in the Room. It's really, really true that as you get older, God takes that, well, for men, is that God takes that horniness and he turns it into he said creepiness, but I don't want to agree with the creepiness part. But it takes it into a level where it's just like, yo, I don't even need to have the conquest of me fornicating with you to for me to appreciate a woman's beauty. I don't need to fornicate with you, because in my younger days, I'd be like, hey, that would be nice. Like, it would be great if if we can kind of fornicate together without the complications, not exactly in those words, but that was the motto. Yeah, now it's just like, yeah, I don't even need to do that. I could just look at you and admire you and be like, yeah, it would be nice. Just imagine some scenarios in my head, and then I tell myself deep down, like, bitch, I don't know if you're crazy, and that's really what matters to me the most right now, because I can't risk my life or my freedom for you. The box is just not. It's not worth it. It's not just the time and the effort and the just. This is where the internet has overinflated, some people's sense of ego. Is that they the whole talk to my Cash App era, and just niggas randomly sending. the basics, money for nothing. It's a very irritating thing to see, and have society devolve into, because it's a level of prostitution that I didn't think people would be so proud of. And if you are one of those people who, you know, kind of, you know, put your Cash App on display and be like, it's my birthday, and or, you know, just you know, if you want to talk to me, I talk money, or stay out of my inbox unless it's Cash App. Those are prostitute vibes. This is all from my perspective. You don't have to agree with it, but those are prostitute vibes. And it's just, does your mother know you're doing this? Does she know that you're like low key shaking your prostitute cup all over the internet? And there are some dudes who actually actually being successful by talking to you, paying you money, and that gets your attention, and can lead to things. There are numerous videos on this. I should really stay off WorldStar, but I've seen videos on there of, you know, actual husbands setting up meet and greets with with their own wives who they find on OnlyFans, and you know, I'm not laughing at this scenario. I'm just making light of the situation, because, you know, it must hurt to find out the bitch you committed to is a low key prostitute. Like, my guy, like, how does that feel? And kicking her out the house and divorcing her, you have to pay the prostitute to really be rid of her. And that's literally what scares me about, you know, marriage. Even though I'm imaginarily married, for, you know, any woman who's listening, who just might find my voice sexy and wants to, you know, I'm married though, so I can't commit. But that's what scares the shit out of me, because, you know, finding out if your wife, the one you love, is either a current prostitute, was a prostitute on Backpage at some point, or was the local head monster in her hood when she was younger. Those things terrify me. And I'm not afraid to admit these things. This is the show where I'm letting my ego, you know, talk a little bit. But yeah, those things terrify me. Like, finding that out, like, oh, man, bitch, I kiss you, and you used to be the head monster. Like, oh, I know it was long ago, and the past is the past, but yeah, how do you feel for all the guys, you know, who find out, you know, their wives are, you know, on OnlyFans, or it has to feel some type of way. And I'm not saying that, you know, to, you know, rag on the woman making money on OnlyFans, but because once again, it's the thirst bucket's fault, because porn is free, and I hate to, I'm not gonna ruin it. Listen to me. If you're a younger person listening to this podcast, I don't know how or why you would do that to yourself, but if you are, you have to understand that, you know, porn is great, but it's not. You have to limit your time spent on watching porn, because it's not healthy. But I understand, you're young, you gotta beat off, you gotta get yours, whatever. Women, I don't know. I've heard you guys don't use porn to beat off, and I completely don't understand that at all. But it's just limit your time on porn, because me, even myself, there were times where I could reflect and I'm like, yeah, damn, I spent like 4 hours just searching for a video just to whack off to for like 3 minutes. Like, it's senseless to an extent that I can't even wrap my head around the fact that I know that I have done that on multiple occasions. And it's it's sad admitting these things to people who are listening to this who don't know. But listen, we've all been there. We've all been there. So, it's just one of those things. Well, this is why I'm just giving you a warning. If you're a younger person, don't do that. But yeah, it's just a strange era. And as I commented to somebody today, I had to. It was. I'm not even gonna say I was checking her. I was just kind of conversing with, you know, some random on the internet. You know, I'm not gonna call her a basic because I might have to buy a weed treats from her at some point. But nonetheless, you know, it's always. I'll summarize it. Like, long story short, she's always talking about, you know, some sexual shit or, like, you know, being half naked on the internet or whatever. And, you know, not in a OnlyFans type of matter. I don't know if she's on OnlyFans. I could give a fuck. But nonetheless, she's always talking about sex and she's talking, oh, and then she, in the same light, says, you know, I'm not going to give it up. And I'm like, okay, so what the fuck? The fuck is you always talking about sex for if you have no interest on having sex? And then, you know, they're basically like, oh, I could talk about whatever I want and I could flirt and I could do all of this, but, you know, I'm not gonna give it up. And I'm like, okay, so you should just tell niggas that from jump that you're not gonna give it up, but you just won't flirt with them and all this other stuff, and then see how long that flirting lasts. And then at one point, that's when she cut off the convo. But that was like, I let this shit rock because I don't. It's just, I don't even know, shorty, but it just irks me for some reason. And I can't explain it because it's not even like I want to smash. I have no interest. But it just irks me for some reason because there's numerous joints like her. And it's just like, yo, I let it slide because I feel it's not my place. Okay, let me get back to the story. So, I guess, you know, she's talking about she's flirting with some guy and she wanted to give it up to them, but he was acting like he was scared. And I'm like, because you might, essentially, I'm like, because you might change your mind at the last minute, and that's a scary thing. And we don't want to be caught in that situation. And then, you know, I don't even remember what she said, but long story short, I basically ended the joint. And I'm like, yo, listen, just going to keep it like this. Like, yo, listen, don't have standards or, you know, requirements you gonna have for new niggas if you didn't have those requirements for your baby daddy, your husband, your ex-husband, your current boyfriend, your lover, whatever. If you didn't have those requirements before, don't try to put new niggas through that now. Especially, no offense to any women with children, but especially if you got kids and you like, you kind of up there in age. Yeah, that Patrice O'Neal comedy special was very, very true. He was like, I wait a date for like a woman over 40. He was like, a date. We ain't gonna be alive that long, bitch. If you're gonna give up them drawers, you gotta give them up now. And, yeah, it's just like, yo, that is unrealistic. And I understand, like, you know, the independent movement and all that other stuff. I get it. Okay, whatever. But I mean, I gotta be easy. And I'm gonna cut that part short. Because, you know, I don't want it. You know, I think I've been on a rant. And if there's any women listeners to this, or if this ever gets out there, I don't want to be seeming like I'm, you know, misogynistic or anything like that. But I am a little Alex Jones and Andrew Tate mixed in one. But I just don't know which direction I'm going in yet. But nonetheless, let me explain the level of thirst coming from the monkey males. The whole passport bros thing, I get it. You want to travel somewhere, you know, and get some regular bitch that you could never bag here in the States because, you know, for one, you don't speak Spanish, and for two, there's too many Spanish niggas wherever for you to ever bag a Spanish joint and be secure with it. You just Can we stop publicizing it? If you didn't publicize it, it would be a lot better. But at this point, in the age of technology, in the age of the internet, you have to understand, like, it's a well-known fact. You can fly to numerous places and buy some cheap cooch. It's not a secret. There's numerous places you can go and find some exotic looking, woman that, as I said, you could never find here in the States. And have your way with her for a very, very low price. And there's so many debates on it, whether this is thirst or this is just male, nature. Don't get it fucked up. The women are doing it too. But the whole passport bros thing, like, that was our little secret for a while, and then it just got out of hand because you started bringing them back, and the whole DR secret got out. Listen to me. I've been to DR once, and because it was with the big homies, and then I was mad young. I don't even know if I was 21 at this point. But yeah, it was. I'm gonna say it was one of the worst trips of my life. I ain't even gonna hold you. We could have died multiple occasions because we didn't have nobody who spoke Spanish with us. But I don't even know if I told this story. But yeah, we could have died. But going out there and finding some regular, a chick who's just a regular in the Bronx, and falling in love with her, like, can we smarten up? You guys are intentionally falling in love with prostitutes. And don't get me listen, I know of someone who, an older gentleman who actually brought one of them and her kids, back here to the States with her, and he married her. And I'm like, yo. Of all the simp shit in the world, why in good-natured human logic would you ever venture to do such a thing? Because once you bring her back, she's gonna be, especially in New York, she's gonna be exposed to other Dominicans, and eventually, somebody's gonna fuck your bitch. And you brought her back and got her a green card and everything else. Like, come on, son. Like, I get it. I get it. I too have dreams of going to Brazil and finding some just hot Brazilian chick, and just having my way with her for one night and just having the memory. So I cannot rag on the passport bros too much, but come on, man. Like, it's just a thing. I can't even tell my alleged wife that I'm just, bitch, listen, I'm gonna go to DR for like 4 days. And I remember I told one of my homegirls, she was like, yo, you don't seem like the type that would pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, listen, sometimes you gotta, have a little fun. There are guys who go to Vegas and they spend like $1,200 a night and all this other stuff, but. And it's not worth it. In my estimation, if I do ever go to Brazil and find some hot young chick, and then I'm gonna be worried about having the Brazilian herpes until I get back to the States and go to my doctor. I'm not even gonna hold you, cause I'm just like that in the head. I'm gonna be like, I probably got some incurable Brazilian shit that I had too much to drink and had too much fun and. I'm probably sure I had a rubber on the whole time, but I think, I don't know. And it's one of these things where I'm like, listen, it's life. So I can't rag on the passport bros too much, but like, we gotta calm it down. It's just too much. Like, the whole paying for it ideology, it just wasn't a thing. Like, in my era, don't get it fucked up. Prostitution has been around forever, and it's never going to go away because there's always going to be someone who pays for it. And that's just what it is. But we got to calm it down. We just, All the trips to DR and just like even the basic Bronx Dominican chicks is like just feeling themselves on a level now. And I'm like, yo, I get it. And maybe I'm just washed, and maybe I'm out of the game, and maybe I'm just, just maybe I don't get the vibe. But it's just it's not even confusing. It's just like the fact that even the younger generation is just cool with it, just like, yeah, if this is what it is. And I'm like, I just can't, I can never get with the whole idea of I guess paying for it. I guess I could never get with the whole idea of that. I remember being in a strip club with my coworkers one time, and some chick propositioned me like, "Yo, we can have a really good night for this." And I'm like, "Yo, why am I going to pay you for it when you're probably going to have more fun than me?" And then I just remember the perplexed look on her face, and I'm like, "Yo, this is not like I'm not one of those." So I guess that's my polite way of declining, even though it sounds like, egotistical. Me just hearing that out loud. But it's the wholehearted truth, bitch. Like, you're going to get paid to catch a nut while I'm just going to feel horrible after and be out of money. So I don't get it wrong. Listen, as I said, I understand the philosophy of being a passport bro, but if you've never had anything like that in the States, flying out to go get it is just going to make you want it more. And then it's going to become a habit, possibly. And then you don't know where that's going to lead. And the way, the setup game is real. Don't get it fucked up, yo. The price of I think fellatio when I was in DR was like $40. Now I just see videos, they charging, I think it was $250, and all this other shit. I'm just like, yo, damn, yeah, the price. Yeah, I have made it so known in DR that the price of pussy has skyrocketed. And I don't know if that's inflation or, just a sign of the times, but it was a very long time ago when I went, so I guess it adjust. The price of pussy adjust with the years that have passed, but I don't understand it. I as I said, that Brazilian fantasy has been in my head for a minute. One of my homies told me one time he went to Brazil to some brothel type shit, and ever since that I was like, yo, I want to go to Brazil, and that sounds like fun. But then now at this point of my life, I'm just like, yeah, nah, that's it sounds great, but Brazilian herpes, Brazilian herpes. I almost told my son this morning that, the reason I'm not so wild is because I'm scared of giving him herpes if some random bitch ever was to give it to me. And then I stopped myself because I'm like, no, he's too young for this. We can have that conversation when he gets older. But it's real talk though. It's the primary reason why, I've settled down allegedly, and I'm just like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, it's really not. Like, the whole feeling of catching a nut. It's don't get it fucked up. It's very, very great feeling. I'm old and washed, man. I'm in great shape, but it's just not. Sometimes it's really gonna sound fucked up, but sometimes pussy is not worth it. I'm sorry. Especially if you want me to fly somewhere or drive some great distance just for that. I'm sorry. And it sounds like I'm back to ragging a woman, but I'm not. But I'm just, that is just my philosophy. But I know for a fact there are many, many of men who have no problem driving great distances or paying a great amount of money for that experience. And Yeah, I've been fucking for like 20 plus years, so yeah. At this point, it's, It's just like, oh, all right, this again, you know? This is why, you know, this is, listen, ladies, I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is how most of your husbands feel, but they're not. They're just not going to tell you that. But, you know, that's pretty, it's pretty much it. You probably get negative and they're like, oh, okay, all right. You probably feel the same way about them. So I, you know, don't get it fucked up. I'm not ragging on y'all, but you know, those are the downfalls of marriage. What can I say? But you guys are very courageous for taking that leap, and saying, you know, I want to die with you, regardless of, you know, the times I don't like you and I don't even want to touch you or be around you. But we're gonna die together, and that's a beautiful. Beautiful. I tried to say that with a straight face, man. I swear I need a video component for this, but yeah, it's just yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know. I want to die with you. We in this bitch until we dead. That doesn't ring true, you know, in a lot of cases, but you know, it happens. Yeah, I told you this was the bullshit show. This is just me ranting on those topics because, you know, it is, and a nigga get tired of all the, you know, all the doom and gloom because it's just the scary, this whole horror movie that we're living in is just, it's fucking insane at this point. Like, it's just insane. And, I think we need to have the same outlook on relationships that we have on, like, you know, the reality-based things like the economy, World War III. I know, but you guys are taking that approach because, you know, you're just ignoring it and you're like, you know, shit'll get better. But nonetheless, yeah, I get tired of, you know, just constantly bombarding you guys with news without, you know, letting out a little bit of me and my just warped perspective on things. But you know, sometimes I feel that there might be somebody out there who hears this and be like, you know, I wonder if or they might agree, or they might wonder, like, damn, you know, does my husband really feel like that? Or Passport Bro might hear this and realize, like, yo, man, you know what? I'm too old to be flying to DR and Colombia and all these other places and banging these young women the same age as my daughter. And they might straighten their lives. You know, I could be that inspiration that stops the reckless behavior. I might be that shining light. But you know, listen, that's not the goal of this show, because it's not, because it's just my perspective on the current events that I see happening. And it's just a fucking weird time to be alive, man. And I just sit back and I'm like, you know, but you monkeys are concerned with what is it, John Morant and fuck is this girl's name? The Let Me See You One Two Step girl, Ciara. Yeah, this bitch made one record. Right, maybe it was more than one. I don't know. That's the only song I know of that I can think of off the top of my head that might have ever possibly been. You know, it was the Jazzy Faye beat or that one. But yeah. And then you look at her husband, you know? He just, like, you know, I have no opinion on that whole thing because I don't care what two other grown people are doing, essentially. But it's just one of those things where I'm just like, yeah, what? He's the good dude, he's rich, and I listen, let me just stop that shit. But this is what you people are concerned with. Instead of, you know, instead of working on your relationship, and just, you know, being a better parent and just, you know, living your life to the fullest, you get distracted by celebrity gossip. It doesn't help your relationships at all. Like, not the least bit. Not the least bit. Social media has just amplified the shit to a scale that is just unheard of. And I think here is the thought process that I had this morning, and I'm like, you know, and it's been stated numerous times before. It's like, you know, the social media gave the ability for people to be, the internet in general gave people the ability to be held unaccountable. Like, and it's a very real thing, because, you know, like, why? You're OnlyFans, but your moms don't know, so you don't have to be accountable for the shit. It's a very, very dirty place. And, I just sit back and I look at these things and I'm like, you know, I don't think we realize what society has evolved into, just we as humans, what has devolved into and how desensitized we are just to life in general. And the time spent just trying to, I guess, I don't even want to say chase pleasure, but fulfill a void. I don't even want to say that, because it's such a old and blanket statement, but to fill that void, or yeah, to fill a void and chase pleasure, that that we've lost a sense of reality. And it's only gonna get worse. It's just like, and I know I said I wasn't gonna do this show for the doom and gloom part, but that's the fuckery part of it, is that it's only gonna get worse. Like, the inflated sense of reality, or the augmentation of reality for you to be something you're not, or nobody really knows you are, is a very, like, you know, slippery slope. Because at a certain point, you have to question a lot and kind of say, and be like, you know, what is the reality of it if I'm gauging this on a whole scale? And you know, when I've stated many times, like, you know, this simulation shit is just, the simulation theory is very plausible, and it's from my perspective, it's more than likely that it's something along those lines. But at some point you have to kind of look at where we are and kind of be like, yeah, nah, this is weird. And I don't know if plugging your brain into the Neuralink is going to be just you going to the real world and getting out of this simulation, or if it's introducing you to the other dimensions that you just can't see from living in a three-dimensional world. I don't know how this got this deep. Like, I really don't know. I wasn't trying to go this direction. But yeah, it's just something that I don't know why I think of these things, but it is something that I have posed in my mind. It's just like, wait, hold on. You don't know. Like, you don't know what reality is. From the news to TV to the music industry to the film industry. You don't know what reality is. And if you think you do, you're probably wrong. So, when you put these things into perspective, you know, I don't know, I started off, you know, with the inflated ego of the women and the passport bros, and, yeah, but I, you know, I guess the summation was, you know, these niggas have lost sense of what reality is. Because that's not life, man. Like, I get it, you know, getting money and getting cash apps and all this other shit might be good. You might be half naked on the internet and shit. And I should be no one to talk because I used to model and all that other shit. I get it. But, you know, at a certain point, you got to come to reality and be like, you know, listen, this is what it is. Like, it's not, you know. You got to sit down and smoke a blunt and then come to the reality and be like, I might be a prostitute. No, I'm not saying this about myself. I'm talking about y'all with the Cash App and all this other shit and the OnlyFans and, you know, either a prostitute or a porn actress or a porn actor or whatever you call yourself, or a foot model, or just, you know, just can we just calm the thirst and get back to reality? You know, and I want to say the reality is we're all getting fucked, and it's the truth. But we're so busy chasing pleasures and filling voids that we don't realize it. Whether it be sports, gambling, or whatever the case may be, it's just another addiction they gave you. Just like fentanyl and heroin and all other drugs that they give you to be addicted to, gambling is another one. And then they offer you help at this on the same app that you could lose your whole life on. They'll offer you help if you have a gambling problem. Yeah. That's the irony. But the reality is, though, we have to. We all have to come to terms. And I'm nobody to be speaking. I'm no higher moral ground than anyone. But I think it's already too late, if I'm just going to be honest. But, yeah, we need to come back to reality. Because this shit is getting out of hand, man. And I promised, you know, this is just a bullshit show. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get on anything heavy, but all I will say is this, just after watching some random video, and it's just, you know, even though it involved angels and a whole bunch of other shit, I was like, yo, this is, all I'm going to say is that, you know, if an underwater nuke goes off and a tsunami hits the West Coast or the East Coast, yeah, I'm going to be, I don't know, at that point I'm going to start selling, what was Reverend Ike selling, holy water or whatever, or Jesus cloths, whatever, I'm going to start selling those if that does happen. So I'm just putting that out there, even though I don't want it to happen, but yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. Underwater nuke causing a tsunami, or harp, whatever the case may be. But yeah, shit is unraveling. But I'll get back to that on the next show. Thank you for listening to the bullshit show. I appreciate you for putting up with my ego and just my perspective on shit. I appreciate you for listening to this, man. Real talk. Lil Bro salute, JM salute, everybody salute, yo. Salute to the whole world, peace to the world, and yeah. Till next time, people, be easy. Stay safe. You might want to take your money out the bank. Keep some cash in the crib. And, yeah, don't kiss people in the mouth. Until next time, people. One.